The gospel reading today is St. Peter asked Jesus what they who have left everything to follow him are going to have. And our Lord answers that everyone who has left homes and brothers and sisters and father and mother and wife and children and so on for my name's sake will receive 100-fold. Now it would sound, if that's the case, like the best thing to do is just become a monk or a nun. You leave it all, you put it all in God's hands, get 100-fold back. That's not what God is asking of everybody. After all, if everybody was a monk or a nun, we wouldn't have any more monks or nuns after one generation because there wouldn't be any children. And so sometimes what God is going to ask is that people would give up other things or in different ways. There is much obviously gained when one enters into the state of holy matrimony. There is also much that one gives up when one enters into that state. Things that monks and nuns don't have to worry about, that married people do. And so there is a lot that is at stake in any vocation. And the important thing to understand in all vocations is that none of them have it all. There is always a sacrifice that is required in any vocation. You have to give up something that is good and beautiful to be able to gain something that is even greater for the individual. And that point is so important to understand, what is the greatest for the individual. Because we can look and say, objectively, there are some states of life that are higher than others. But that doesn't mean that they're better than. Whatever is the best for you individually is what God is going to call you to. If he wanted you to be in the highest state, then that's what he's going to call you to. But what he's going to call you to is what is the best for you. What is the way that is going to make you a saint? What is the way that is going to fulfill you as a person in the way that he has created you? And so there are some people who've fallen into the trap even of saying, well, if this one's higher, that's the one that I should go for. Not if that's not what God is calling you to. Because you can enter into that state in life and you can even be very good at it and you will never be fulfilled because it wasn't what you were supposed to do. So the main thing in all things is striving to do the will of God. That is all that ultimately matters. And when we hear about what's going to happen with the apostles, that they would sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel, St. Paul takes it a step further and says, do you not know that you are going to judge? So it's not just the 12 apostles. It's all the saints in heaven. And so this is what God is promising. If we're willing to give up everything to follow him, whatever that means in our particular vocation. If we're willing to leave behind that which is not part of our vocation, and we are willing to follow God wholeheartedly, then we are going to receive 100-fold. And we are going to be seated with our Lord on his throne, and we will participate in everything that is Christ, because we are members of Jesus Christ. And so when we hear these words in the gospel, what a beautiful thing for the apostles that they are being offered this great glory. But we could look at it and say, well, you know, okay, that's nice for them. What about for me? And even in Peter's question, you can see that the imperfection of the apostles that's there. What are we going to get? We gave up everything. What are we going to get? That's not the question that we should really be asking. Because number one, you get God in return. You give up all the material junk or whatever it is, and you get God in return. So why would we even ask, what are we going to get? It's like the people who come to Mass and they say, oh, I don't get anything out of it. Really, you just received Jesus in Holy Communion. You didn't get anything out of Mass, did you? Yeah, you got everything. Literally all in all. But we don't even recognize it. And so it's not a question ever of what do I get? The question is, what do I give? And that's not the question that we ask of God, what do you want me to give you? The question is, what do we ask ourselves? What am I giving to God? Am I giving my whole heart and soul and strength? Am I giving up everything to the Lord? Whatever that means in your state in life, am I giving it all to God? If you are married, are you giving your spouse to God? And are you loving your spouse in God, and are you loving God in your spouse? Are you giving your children to God? That tends to be the hardest one. Sometimes married people with a bad attitude will give their spouse to the Lord. So you take them, I don't want them. But that's not the attitude. That's not the disposition. But when it comes to our children, that becomes really hard for most people. And so again, something to think about. Are we willing to give our children to the Lord? If your children are away from the faith, are you actually, as a parent, willing to say to God, do whatever you need to do to get this kid back? And then leave it in God's hands to do that. That's a scary thought for most parents. Well, what if that means that my kid's going to get into an accident? What if it means that they're going to die? If it means they're going to save their soul, praise God. Would you rather have your kid live a pagan life and go to hell? But boy, were they rich and they were happy in a worldly sense, but then they lost their soul. But at least they had a nice time on earth. Would you rather have that, or would you rather have them have difficulty here and be able to go to heaven? Give them to God. God knows what's the best for them. God only wants the best for them. Give them to the Lord. Give your material things to God. Unlike a monk or a nun, married people have to have material things. But don't get attached to them. Pray for detachment. Give it all to the Lord. Then he can do with all the things and all the people as he sees fit in your life. That, again, scares a lot of people. What if I have nothing? I can tell you. You have freedom. If you have nothing, you have total freedom. We think we have freedom because we got loads of junk. Ha! You become a prisoner to your junk. Like my mom would say when we would ask her, Mom, do you have a dollar? She'd say, if I had a dollar, I'd stay up all night and guard it. Well, that's what we do with our stuff. Not quite literally, but that becomes the disposition. Got to protect all my junk. Well, when you don't have to protect it anymore, you're free. Imagine freedom. What a wonderful thing. So not only do you gain a lot in this life if we can give it all to God, we don't have to worry about it anymore, we don't have to fret, we don't have to deal with all the issues, we gain 100-fold in the next life, and we gain eternal life. So that's what we want to be able to do. Just give it all to God. Let it go. I remember hearing a priest years ago tell this story, and you can put it into your own land, but he told it of an Irishman. He was Irish. And he said this Irishman decided before he died he wanted to scoop up a handful of Irish soil. He wasn't going to leave Ireland behind. He was going to take it into heaven with him. He got to the gate. St. Peter said, you got to let go of the dirt. He said, nope. I'm bringing Ireland with me. He said, well, then you'll have to go down to purgatory for a while. Cycles through purgatory, makes it back up. He says, well, you ready to let go of Ireland yet? Nope. Well, then back down to purgatory. Cycles through a few times. After however many thousands of years, he finally says, all right, I'm ready to let go of Ireland. And lets it go, walks in the gate, and it's Ireland. All the beauty thereof. And so he had to let go of his little bit of dirt, and he gained it all. That's what God has for us. We can hang on to our stuff, or we can have it all. That's what God wants, total freedom, total fulfillment, to have it all. So detachment is a beautiful thing. Not an easy one, but a beautiful one. And if we look at that question about what are we who have left everything to follow you, have we done that? Are we willing to let go of it all to follow and be united with Jesus? The Lord Dominus vobiscum.